Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Greyhill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Greyhill Free Company.
All right, I would concede that you, and you would know well enough as well, that sleet, snow, and rain will, the mittens will be fine, but scarves that you've wrapped around you will get wet, and that's not good.
Okay.
But for the wind and just the cold, this will work. But you might want to, seek something extra. And then in addition to that, the umbrella term cold weather gear also does kind of include things like snowshoes and ear protection.
Okay, so we are not fucking getting that stuff here.
Yeah.
But I have given ourselves a discount on the shit that we have to
sure,
buy.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So D-Bot will take all of their strategically acquired sherry mm-hmm. items mm-hmm. and put them in their pack so that they are not, like, wearing them and being like, excuse me, sir, of person I am taking their things, strategically acquiring, very special, not
sure,
steam.
Yeah, absolutely.
But D-Bot will sequester their items out of sight and then would like to tap on closest person and ask where we can acquire such snowshoes. What the fuck are we here? just try and get that information.
All right. The first person that you're able to flag down maybe is actually one of the people working here who's ferrying drinks to and from the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Obviously a local. What am I saying? You flag down a giant mountain of a man.
Oh, okay. Teapot comes up to maybe what, their shin?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Big crane. Hello.
Hello there. Are children allowed? I do not think.
Teapot is not a child, just small.
Racist. Oh, I'm sorry.
He kind of kneels down at your level.
I thought you were baby dragonborn. What are you, strange creature?
Does not have cobalt. Well, no, actually, very, very makes sense why no cobalt in this area fucking sucks. Hello.
Oh, kobold.
Kobold.
Who shaved you?
Teapot's so, their single eye is like so round and is like very much diving away from grabby hands.
He reaches out to.
Not touchy, not touchy.
Sorry. Are you okay? No blood?
Is that the prerequisite for kobold?
You, where are your feathers?
Fuck, kind of kobolds.
Kobold
with a K.
About your size, yes. And now that I think about it, you look, yes, like a kobold, but without your...
He gestures around his neck, and then he gestures around his hands. Without your feathers.
Teapot did not come that limited edition.
Oh, okay. Are you cold?
Yes, that is, yes. Actually, very, very salient point. Actually, and just like, I imagine if he's going to drop something on me, the muffling of my voice.
He takes off, he has like an infinity scarf. He has that wrapped around his neck. He takes that off and drops it. It forms, he needs to wrap it several more times so that it's thickly bundled around you. You immediately, he is so, His body is so warm. This thing comes, you know, it's nicer to put on a freshly ironed shirt.
It comes from the dryer. Yeah. I feel like internally Teapot blue screens a little bit because they've just stolen a whole bunch of shit. And then she is just, or they have just gently grabbed this person and then received something without even asking. And it's just like, what fucking bizarro world have I ended up in where kobolds have feathers and people just give you shit?
A beautiful Marvin paradise.
And Hotlungs. Marvin and Hotlungs, both of you spot this person is talking with Teapot.
Seems like they're doing a good job getting what we need.
Are you okay? Are you lost? Why? What is happening?
And just kind of staring blankly for a second and then kind of like, right. I need to know where I can get the snowshoes and other, like,
need to yell, I understand.
You're far away.
I see, right.
You're big and I am small.
All right.
And I'm not entirely confident on your intelligence.
Okay.
Which is so funny because Teapot is not smart, but okay. Anyway.
You sure you're not a child? You have the impudence of one.
Teapot is a very special adult.
Teapot
is 4 years old and a very grown. Thank you very much.
Snowshoes, you will not need this in Oakheart.
No, but we're not staying in Oakheart. We are going a DM amount of time outside of...
It's a 10-day.
10 days. Holy fucking shit. We're going 10 days outside of Oakheart. So potentially may need snowshoes.
This man looks very distressed.
10 days. You're going 10 days. It gets colder. It's warmest at the edge.
This is horrifying news.
He takes off. He's got his thick woolen vest, like a puffer jacket type thing. He takes that off and gives it to you as well. To get snowshoes, do you have a guide?
Do we have a guide, DM?
You do not have a guide, no.
Fuck us.
Do you have a map? You do have a map. It was concluded with the letter.
We have a map.
Who has the map,
actually?
Well, it
was half the map, I guess.
Oh, that's
right. But it's the letter. Was it the map or the letter?
It was the letter that got torn in half. The map would have been complete.
The map is not in half. So Teapot does have the map.
You have a map?
Teapot is so fucking overwhelmed here. Yeah, I think a docilely put in an infinity scarf and a giant man sweater will just sort of, like, so out of their depth, just very meekly, like, produce the map.
He looks at the map.
Gregory Bones, what are you doing?
Not Gregory Bones, Teapot.
Sorry, it's like an exclamation. You will want to get a guide, he says. You want to get a guide and get a good one, too.
Are those sharing?
No, a guide you will have to pay. But if you do not... he looks at the map. I don't even know where this leads to. This is dangerous.
Okay, well, that's potentially why they gave us a map. Because
we don't know.
But we're okay. So
he hands you back the map.
Teapot will scroll it up and like tuck it away. Back to the original question before you.
Yes.
You put me in your clothes.
Oakheart Outfitters is a shop you will get a fair price there. Other places, the general store might sell these things as well, but the Outfitters will give you a good price
Outfitters.
On it. Oakheart Outfitters.
Oakheart Outfitters.
And do you you only speak Common?
I speak Draconic.
You do not speak Huss?
No.
Okay. Well, signs might be hard for you then. here, give me paper.
Teapot will flip over half of their letter.
In chalk, he writes the symbols you need to look out for.
Okay, so that I can, like, write, at least picture match. Okay.
For a guide, you should go to the town hall.
Town hall for guide.
They will be in the atrium, the first room. There will be guides you can hire. Get a guide from the...
He seems to get really panicked again. Get a guide from the town hall.
Town hall.
It will cost you more, but you will not regret paying more money.
Okay.
There will be other guards outside. No, guides, sorry. There will be guides outside
okay.
who will try to offer their services when they know.
Right.
Do not buy a guide from outside.
Okay. Do not buy Do guides not. From outside.
All right.
They shady motherfuckers?
Some are good, some are not. But the ones inside the town hall are guaranteed by the town.
Are there any particular ones that we need to avoid?
I do not know this.
That perhaps we just maybe not.
I do not know this, and anyone you ask will tell you all the others are liars, but they're the good one.
Okay.
So
Inside the town hall, there are guides slash guides that were going to
yes.
be worth money for not dying.
Yes.
Okay.
You will also, he says, you're also going to want a sled.
Sled?
Yes.
Okay.
There is, on the way out of town, the guide can help you with this. On the way out of town,
okay.
there will be kennels. You can rent or buy a sled there and then animals to pull it. Is it? He looks really, really, really scared for you. Is it just you?
No.
Good. Oh, good. Gregory Bones.
Those two. And we'll point over to...
The other baby? Oh, you're not babies. You're not babies.
No, that one is baby. No.
Maybe to really help set this. Is there a certain large individual that is perhaps wearing a...
Everyone here is huge.
Great to hear. Has any of them taken a kindness to me that they will allow me to curl up on their lap and I am sleeping?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic.
You are fast asleep in the yes. lap of a Goliath.
Excellent news. That is what I mean.
On the list, we need to add baby Bjorn so that our guide, who is hopefully large enough man or lady, we are not being, or non-binary situationship, can just a baby Bjorn.
Perhaps at the outfitters, or at least at the general store. But, okay, so one more thing. This might seem silly to someone, an outsider, but you will need to get a blessing from the gods as well.
Teapot has been in this city for approximately... They look at the watch that does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate it here.
If you do not have a blessing from the gods, your journey will be treacherous.
Okay. So we got... It is important.
Mm-hmm. Good, make a list, yes.
Town hall.
Mm-hmm.
For a guide.
We've got God.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got sleds.
Yes. And I'm
we've
just.
We've got baby Bjorn.
I'm just assuming as well. I'm just assuming, because it would be crazy if you did not, that you have food.
We have, have rations.
Oh,
have,
good,
like,
yes.
You know, part of. Adventurer's pack.
Yes, yes.
I have not, it's not a delicious, you know.
No, that's fine.
Star, but
just
got, you know,
foods
crunchy.
To last you, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks still so worried for you. All right. If anyone, no one will give you trouble, but if you need to find me again, to speak to me, or if you get in trouble for whatever reason, I am Toph Holt. Toph Holt.
Holt. I have Toph Holt's vest and scarf on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is the name of the place we're in right now?
You don't know.
We just know it as the tavern.
Tavern.
Right.
Please be careful.
Teapot is grateful for your assistance.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye and good luck to you. May the beings watch over you.
Teapot is, like, so kind of, like, boggled by this entire encounter and, like, just being like, oh, fuck, okay. Teapot is not used to things to being nice to Teapot or helpful. So this is a very disconcerting situation for Teapot.
Sure.
Teapot will head over to Nappy Time McGee and Marvin?
Yeah, Marvin.
Morgan.
Yeah.
And do we, like, I've got rations in my pack and stuff, but do we actually have enough food, or was I lying still?
It's going to take 10 days to get there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so at the Outfitters, we probably also need to acquire more foods for travels.
Mm-hmm.
Very probably, yeah.
Okay. Teapot is suddenly worried about, like, the stinginess of things. So Teapot, very, very happy with themselves for acquiring mittens and this man's large sweater and scarf.
Acquiring.
And strategically acquiring some of them. And then
he gave it into you in such a panic.
Benevolence of this giant giving man who's just now naked in this tavern. So that will be on the list of things. Foods, snowshoes, windbreaker.
Uh-huh. EMFs.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Earmuffs.
Beanie.
No Converse. They're bad for you.
Okay. Did my large tough man tell me where, in relation to the current location that we are at, these things?
Sorry?
Like, is it already on my map of the town, or is map much bigger and just town and then destination? Okay.
Yeah.
So did my tough man tell me, in relation to where we are right now, where these fucking things are that I
need? No.
Okay, I go back to Toph.
He's standing behind the bar.
You are here.
As you approach, he sets down a mug in between the two of you. You can see him. You can see it's steaming hot. It's got some warm liquid inside. Before you go out, have a drink.
Okay. Really quickly before that, Teapot would like to know, take a left turn or take a right turn from this place to get to those places.
Right. So, Urban Outfitters.
Urban Outfitters?
No,
okay.
Urban Outfitters.
Oakheart Outfitters and the temple are on the same street, the main street. You, as soon as you step outside, you will see a steeple over all the other buildings.
Okay.
That is the temple. You just head towards that. You will find the Outfitters nearby. General store is further down on the same road. You'll can't miss that one either. It will have big glass windows with all the wares.
Okay.
Shouldn't need to know that one. But the Outfitters, only stone buildings, so you'll need to puzzle match, he says, gesturing to where you're keeping the signs that he showed you.
Okay.
Town Hall is second biggest building.
Okay.
It is, as you head north, you will see it. It's a very big building.
Okay. So Teapot will look at the soup or broth or drink that has been put in front of Teapot.
It looks a little bit like a chicken soup.
Oh, see, this appeals to Teapot because Teapot is hungry and is cold and or was cold and would like the soup experience. But this has been so fucking weird for Teapot, and they are such a suspicious, mistrusting little fuck. Is there a way that Teapot can kind of just like sniff it for like poisons or like
sure, absolutely. While you're doing that, you can see that Toph Holt comes. He has two more. Oh, these are giant. Mm-hmm. Imagine a stein of beer, but designed for a hand that could crush your head completely.
Okay.
Big fucking drink. He comes out with two more of them, and you see he's making his way over to your friends.
Great news.
Yeah.
While you're checking that, yeah, he... Sorry, go on.
Mid-conversation with a person next to me.
A dwarf with a thick accent, yeah.
I'm picking at the loot, and I go, don't worry about her. Life is full of plenty of opportunities and a lot of failure as well as some successes. You know, you just got to
The dwarf has recently been dumped and is nodding slowly.
There will be plenty of others, and I'm going to be
clearly drunk.
Very honest with you, there's going to be plenty more failures ahead of you, plenty more breakups, or not. But you don't know going into it. You just got to make the best of what you can in this life before you can't make any decisions at all.
Duh. A giant man sets a big stein of what looks like a chicken soup in front of you and says, "Drink, you will need it for the road."
Oh, very, very kind of you. Thank you very much, Mr.
Toffholt, he says.
Toffholt, thank you. And I turn over with my loot, like, get myself seated, take a sip. How is it?
It's tasty. It's a very meaty sort of broth. There's chunks of meat in it that look a little like chicken, but they're very fatty. It's a very fatty meat. I would say it feels a bit slimy, but it tastes very, very, it's very tasty. But yeah, it just feels a bit slimy.
Could I have found someone who, you know, when you're like, I don't know, it's a person who might like absentmindedly start talking to like a dog or a cat they're stroking? That's what I want to be like engaged in conversation
sure.
with.
The Goliath is speaking in a language you don't understand. You truly are getting the animal experience yeah. while stroking the back of your neck.
I just want to be like nodding along. I think I've dealt enough in my life with people to understand facial expressions uh-huh. when I should nod along and also when I should be like.
Oh, you're not being spoken to. No. Oh. You're being treated like a cat.
Even better.
The Goliath is talking to someone else.
Oh, that's great. I will be like maybe then semi paying attention to the conversation, like lulling me to a nice gentle sleep.
Someone in a very deep baritone, well, everyone here has a deep baritone. Someone in a very deep voice speaks to the Goliath, and the Goliath leans back a little bit. You are disturbed from your reclined position. A giant man puts a stein in front of you. "My friend, I'm so sorry for your feathers. Please have a drink."
Okay. How big is the stein in comparison to me?
You could climb inside.
Thank you. I was all I wanted to hear. I climb inside, Adam.
It's boiling hot. I don't think this causes any points of damage, but it certainly you will have blistered skin.
Like, guys, is it boiling, boiling?
It's boiling, boiling.
Probably wouldn't climb in there.
Okay. It's like climbing into a kettle.
Oh, it's too hot. All right. Pour in.
Mm-hmm. No, you drink. Oh, you poor creature. Losing your feathers has driven you mad.
I know. I nod.
He takes a spoon from somewhere on the table, a wooden spoon, dips it in, and then pulls it out and puts it to your lips.
I get fed by this beautiful man.
All right. You detect, Teapot, that the drink has a very deadly wyvern poison. I'm just kidding. No. There's no poison.
I was about to be so fucking vindicated.
He says, no. I love to eat hairless kobolds.
Honestly, the second fear with you telling us about, like, oh, it's a weird, strange, fatty, like, meat. It's like, is this a fucking kobold soup?
No. Kobolds don't have any meat on them.
Yeah, your skin is dry.
Yeah, it's a very bony prize. Yeah. You deduce that the meat is not, it's not beef, it's not chicken, it's not pork. It looks to be, how well traveled would you, how well traveled are you?
Teapot is fairly well traveled. Teapots mm-hmm. sometimes cannot stay in cities for a long time.
Okay. Well, you would have definitely heard of this animal.
Okay.
It tends to live up north or down south in very cold regions. Oh. It's very cold, typically mountainous, but it can also be in open plains. It's an animal called a yuck. Imagine a bison.
Okay.
Imagine a bison, but three legs, two up front, one up back. They're incredibly sturdy creatures, often used as either beasts of burden or livestock.
Okay, yeah, Teapot probably has heard of these things, but Teapot generally prefers not to be in cold areas, so really upsetting of life choices at this time. but yes, not detecting any suspiciousness or poison, will eat soup.
All right, it's tasty. It's okay. Nice. As I said, the meat is a little slimy, but it's very fatty, nice,
yeah, the
nice
teapot
food.
Does not give a fuck about textures. Just sure. Meat. Yeah.
Do you have yuck egg?
Yes, we can do yuck egg.
I just nod.
All right, then. He walks back over. They have eggs. Yucks lay eggs. There's some rummaging around in the kitchen, and then I guess you didn't. Whatever, they bring it out fried. You had a fried egg.
Excellent.
Scotch egg. Weird bison.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
How big are their eggs?
They're pretty big, about the size of a football.
Okay. I'm just saying, how big is it? Because how big are kobolds generally?
They're about the size of a toddler.
Okay. I want to be a very small.
You cannot finish this meal. It's so much.
Okay, that's the okay. Little distended belly.
Yeah, you eat as much as you can.
No, I eat it, Adam.
Okay, you eat it all. You are going to make yourself sick.
I know. I'm aware.
That's fine.
That's not my problem, right?
All
now.
Right. That's.
I was actually never my problem.
Anyway, you have eaten. You have warmed up.
I curl back into the Goliath's lap.
Okay. So, what do the two of you do?
Well, I continue to eat the soup,
warm
myself up when T-Bot comes back over. Well, it seems like you made quite a good friend over there. What did you find out?
This place makes my butt itch. There are many things that we need to do. I have a list.
Okay, a list are good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have acquired through means some of the items that we need, but we need to get more things. One of the things we need to check off is God. And then we will be able to leave on our mission so we can do the mission, and then we can get out of here as soon as possible.
What do you mean by one of the things we need to check off is God?
We apparently need to be blessed for success.
That's not a real thing, though.
No, obviously.
Oh.
But apparently it makes these weirdos feel better about things, and if they feel better about things, maybe they will give us more stuff. So, in pursuit of getting free shit, we are going to go get God thumbs up.
All right, is that your first protocol?
First, here's a real question here. After I acquire Sleepy Boy and get...
Good luck. I am borrowing.
After I acquire Sleepy Boy and I get Marvin outside in this town, this big man, Toph, right, very easy, able to see spires.
Mm-hmm.
Teapot, very small, low to the ground. Is Teapot able to see spires from position on ground?
Most buildings here are... single story.
Oh.
So it actually isn't that hard. No, as soon as you step out, you can pretty easily see the spire, yeah.
So Teapot first would... Actually, getting God blessing might be strategic in acquiring other things like, oh, we are blessed from God to get this mission done, which means we should get a coupon.
solid idea. Solid strat. I like this.
So... yes, God first, then we do outfitters, or potentially we do God. I don't know why I'm conferring with you two. I don't know why I expect anything out of this. Dead dove, do not eat. But do God first, and then we maybe get guide, and then we can bring guide shopping with us to make sure guide says, no, don't buy that brand, real shit. Or this brand good, but, you know, overpriced. And then maybe we can make our coupon really advantageous or strategic.
Why don't we go for the guide first so the guide can bring us to everywhere?
Sure. But Teapot is thinking potentially if we get the God blessing, we can make ourselves look good to the guide, because he is going to be probably, he or she or they, maybe the most specifically expensive investment on our trip.
That's fair. Ingratiate the guide first.
Yes.
By following the
By doing their made-up shit, we want to, like, maybe get us a little bit of an in.
Yeah, I can see where that is. All right.
Okay.
I understand your perspective. I don't know why you're asking us for help. You seem to have a good paw on the situation. Good claw?
Teapot will wave half of the letter and be like,
I hand you the other half. I've been chewing on it.
Good, good. You know what? You keep that. Yeah, you keep that. Yeah, you keep.
I'm gonna start eating it.
Right. Okay. I don't know why, but that's we're here now and we're committing. We're yes ending this situation.
I also like, Joel, that you've used two abilities that are on my character sheet called Curl Up Burrow.
Ah.
It's good. Multi-racing. That's good. Solid.
Like, the chameleon learning enough for everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Teapot very generously, magnanimously will provide you with a sweater, not well, sweater, a scarf, and mittens. For your warmth purposes until we can get further stuff.
Now, is that just towards Hot over here or towards Marvin as well?
No, I acquired enough mittens for...
Yeah. You all have mittens stuff. And scarves.
Oh, thank you.
You have enough mittens and scarves, I would say, to... I mean, it feels a little weird to wrap yourself only in a scarf. But, you have enough to keep you, if not dry, at least warm.
Right, until we can acquire
it. Yes. I'm kind of like Velcro, so... Especially with the wool kind of stuff, like the knitted texture
you
on the spines.
Still have scarf around your neck without impacting your...
I think it's very thick wool. I think if anything that helps, I think that's the spines can be used to keep it on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah absolutely. Yeah. You wear things how you would like, and I will wear things how I can function as a hedgehog.
He's not a fashion perspective on T-Bot, so whatever, go with God.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.